I've got big, huge, massive news. Okay, so did you miss out on registering for our spring summer program? It's not too late. We are opening up 1,000 spots starting today. Maybe you got into the program and you're realizing this is amazing. Everybody should be doing this. Or I know so many people who would love this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know. And if it's you, you're the one who didn't get signed up, run, don't walk over to our website, GWB.com. The first 1,000 people to sign up are in. Otherwise, you have to wait until our next program that doesn't start until the fall. Go. What are you waiting for?
Welcome to the Tweak This Week, where we are discussing the Tweak This Week, which is the same tweak as next week. But can we hurry up and get over this week so we can start talking about next week's tweak? Because it's one of my favorites. Hello, Kim. Hi.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. What's your favorite week?
That's a great question. I love them all so much, Gina.
Same.
I would say that used to be next week. Uh-huh. When I first started, my least favorite was feeding the metabolism and my most favorite was the revamp. But I would say after I really understood mindfulness, it switched. And now my favorite is actually feeding the metabolism. And I struggle with the revamp.
Okay. Great lead in. Let's talk about the tweak this week then. So tomorrow people are going to do their last round of splitting up the meals and snacks. They're doing this because it makes them make themselves even more of a priority, especially where we're at in the program. We're doubling down, pedal to the metal. We're not laying off. It also makes you ask those four mindfulness eating questions, you know, twice as often or even a few more times than you're used to, because eventually you want that to become second nature and you can trust your body telling you when to eat, what to eat, how much to eat. You are getting even more in tune to those portions. When you separate your portions into two, you eat the first half mindfully, see how you feel, wait 30 minutes, eat the second half mindfully, see how you feel. Of course, if you're not hungry, you're still having a few token bites. And if you're hungrier after, if you're still hungry after that second portion, you can go back for that third portion in which you're asking those four questions with the goal of portions to eat just enough. And so taking that pressure off not being able to eat that first portion or having to leave food on your plate like we've done in the downsizing. The next level to that is separating your proteins from your carbs, which is actually the setup and the lead up for our tweak next week, really getting in tune with how proteins and fats feed into your satiety hormones, the difference between consuming proteins and carbohydrates in terms of how your body's breaking them down and the energy and nutrients that you're getting from them. Okay. So first of all, I love that so many people were hesitant and resistant last week and they are loving it this week. That tends to happen. People are like, this is so inconvenient. Why are we doing this? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And they're like, oh, I get it. This is great. And it becomes people's favorite week and tweak like you. So where are people at with this tweak this week?
I think I was kind of getting mixed messages in the group. And then I realized we do have such a large number of people that are working behind the group. And that hesitancy is coming in from this week. If I kind of looked into it and it's like, oh, these guys didn't really do it. They were away last week. They didn't give it their best shot. But I want to focus on the people that did do it last week and are going into their second portion of it. Is I feel like a lot of people realized it is overwhelming to think about eating 12 times a day. And last week when we did the tweak, it was before everyone had started splitting the meals. And that thought of eating 12 times a day was very much on their minds and they were overwhelmed with that thought. This week, they have recognized how easy it can be, especially if you're not putting pressure on yourself to eat 12 times and you are just doing what you can. I think people noticed there was a difference on the weekends versus work day versus weekdays, or I should say like work days versus home days. And some people actually found that it was easier when they were at work because they were sitting at their desk or they had these structured lunch times and they made a plan. They didn't make that plan for themselves that we talked about last week on the weekend so much because they're like, oh, I got all the time in the world. It's my day off. And as I found out when I was doing the tweak, that's when you forget, when you're not set up, when you don't have that plan or that structure. So, but in general, people are definitely more confident going into this week with this tweak and actually excited. I think that was one of the big things that we noticed. And one of the things I wanted to talk today is about how people found their hunger was affected by this.
Yes.
Week last week. That's my favorite part of this tweak, I think, is when people notice that.
I love it. So just to clarify, you can split up all your meals and snacks or just some of your meals and snacks. The whole goal, it's very personal in terms of you just want to eat more often than what you are used to. But even if you can't split up 12, you know, your all six of your meals and snacks, you're thinking about it at the very least. So further to that, last week I was so hungry when splitting meals, I started to question my mind-body connection, then figured, okay, I'm hungry this week. So that, right? So first of all, remember it's normal to be extra hungry when your body's heading into detox. You can also be hungry because you are not drinking as much water as you need to drink. You can also get triggered by your hunger levels of, you know, your stress or, you know, things that you're seeing or whatnot at habits still, that can still happen. But it is very normal for some people to feel extra hungry as the body's working extra hard this week. And then also very normal for people to be like, oh, I don't want to see any more food. I'm so tired of eating. I'm like, I'm done. So it can go both ways. It can go both ways. When you, do you find you're extra hungry or the opposite?
Extra hungry. But I should say not for the first day or sometimes 2 days. And then the third and fourth day is when that extra hunger kicks in for me. So it does change. And that's been consistent group over group that change has happened sort of after the first couple of days. At first I'm like, yeah, like, oh God, I have to eat again. And dinner's the last thing on my mind by the time I get to dinner time. And I think what I do is I think it's a combination of it actually working. Feeding the metabolism is feeding the metabolism and that portion of it. I think it's also, it takes a couple of days to really get into tune to those portions when you are splitting them, because that's the big thing is that if you're really feeling full, I mean, feeling tired of eating and feeling full are two different things. And sometimes it's just like, I really literally don't have the energy to eat right now. Yeah. And you're not thinking about whether you're hungry or not. But yeah, there's two different things. And I think that full feeling is, I saw a couple members in the group last week who were kind of forgetting the mindfulness questions while they were eating the two portions and finishing that second portion. And they weren't asking the questions and didn't really figure out how much they needed for that second portion when they went to have it. And I think that's a big piece of it.
It's a huge piece. I'm glad you brought that up. I was like, where is Kim going with this full feeling? Because you shouldn't feel full just because you're splitting up the meals and snacks. You're not eating more food than you need. But by splitting up the meals and snacks and you're asking those four questions, you're probably noticing that after you eat that first portion, you wait that half hour, you're not really all that hungry for that second portion. So if you are eating that portion and you're feeling full from eating all the time, you're not being mindful about asking those four questions. I also do want to say that extra hungry doesn't mean necessarily more food. Let me say that again. Feeling extra hungry doesn't mean necessarily that you need more food, right? So you can be really hungry and notice when you start to eat, you actually get satisfied on a smaller portion than what you were consuming last week when you were eating those full portions, right? So you really want to pay attention to that. I want to read this next comment. It was overwhelming to eat 12-ish times, but this past week, my body is like, Bish, where's the rest of my meal? I totally wanted way more snacks. Well, your body does, like, some people have the reverse. They're like, man, I just stop. I'm just done. Like, stop thinking about food, stop eating food. Like, I'm just, and you become really indifferent. Like you said, like, you can't even be bothered to make food. You're just like, I just don't want to do this. I just don't want to eat again, you know? And then on the other side of that, your body's like, this is awesome. Bring it. Let's go. Like, let's, you know, feed me. Cause I'm working really hard here. Right. And then that can change day to day too. That can, you know, sometimes maybe your first program, you weren't hungry. Next program, you are hungry because your metabolism is naturally much higher from the work that you've put into it already. So everyone's a little different with that.
Yes, definitely. Sorry. Okay. You look like you were going to say something.
Well, I was just going to go to another comment, or I was waiting for you to bring up the next thing that we need to talk about with this. I'm mindful of just making sure that we're getting the information across that people need. So what are some other talking points we want to get into here?
I would say the big thing is with the not feeling hungry at all versus feeling hungry is really recognizing that either one is normal. Your body reacting differently than if you're doing this with a friend and they're reacting one way. Just like everybody's emotions are different, everybody is going to react to each tweak differently. And that's where that mindfulness and really digging in to how you're feeling is really important. I think people, that second portion, I saw a comment that somebody said, yeah, just have the, if you're not hungry for the second portion, don't finish it. Just take your token bites of that, of that second portion if you need it. You still really want to be, as you said, in tune with that. But I think it can happen too when people are trying to make the tweak work for them. You know, we had a lot of members comment that they don't like the second half of their meal cold. So they're creating a second plate of what they think looks like half when they have their first, and then they have their second plate so that it is warm, it's not cold. They create a new dish and then they eat that, or they take their protein and they eat that. You might not need that amount of protein because you do still have the second half of your meal coming down the pipeline. So if you eat to satisfaction in that first half, you're of course not going to be hungry for the second half because you've eaten to satisfaction in the moment, not put together your plate for what looks right in the moment, and then had sort of half of that portion or separated it from the whole, how the whole looks. And I think trying to manipulate it so that you enjoy it, trying to sort of manipulate the tweak so that it works for what you prefer is one of the things you're going to miss some of the points of this tweak. If you're really trying to do that, it's really like you can probably eat cold food for 4 days and it's not going to kill you. So, you know, maybe get a little bit uncomfortable and try pushing yourself to really dig into those portions when you're looking at it and see, like, am I wanting all of that because I like it? Did I save the things that I like for my second portion and now I want to finish them because that's what's on my plate? And really thinking about why you're getting to the point where you're full versus just even asking how you're feeling. Think about why you're getting yourself to that point and not stopping yourself and thinking about it sooner.
Yeah, interesting. I'm thinking about that cold portion, right? This is where you might want to skew the foods that you are consuming that day to things that you can eat, you know, that don't necessarily have to be hot. But I'm thinking, like, what circumstance would that be? Because if you're bringing food to work, chances are it's cold, so you have to heat it up. So just take the portion and heat up the first portion. And then when you're ready, heat up the second portion if you want. Or if you're bringing, when you're packing it, pack the portion in a thermos, dish out the first portion. I'm trying to think, if I'm at home, I'm serving on a plate my portion, and then I'm taking half of it and I put the other half in a warmer in the oven. Or I know so many of you still microwaving out there, you know, you plate it first, take the first portion, heat that up, and then take that second portion. So I'm trying to think, like, how many times is that happening that's preventing you? You can still split up your snacks, your veggie snacks, your nuts and seed snacks, your fruit snack. I'm trying to think of the instances that would happen, would probably be pretty few and far between. I do want to talk on people wanting to do their own shit. It just seems to be what happens at this time in the program. And honestly, I don't know what to say. If you can't grasp, or you're not understanding that everything literally is for a rhyme and a reason, and this is so multi-layered, and, you know, 21 programs in, 36 years of helping people lose weight, like, if there was a faster, quicker, better way, I would be letting you know. And so I think this is people trying to combine old diet dialogue. I had it pop up on the on the live this morning, someone was eating cottage cheese and protein bars for dinner, right? Like, it's like, well, if Gina's program works and then I do all the old shit that used to work for me with diets, it's going to work even better. And there really is just a rhyme and a reason to everything that we're doing. So if you start doing your own thing, next thing you know, you're just doing your own thing, and chances are your own thing just isn't going to work for you. There is a certain, like, you know, turn it, you know, take what we're like, figure out what you need, right? Like, figure out what foods you need to pack. If you don't like having your meal cold, what can you do about that? But in terms of kind of switching things up, that's when things get tricky, because you very quickly go from a program that works. And there's a lot of science behind that. It's really well thought out. It's multi-layered, and to doing your own thing. And chances are, if you doing your own thing worked, you wouldn't be here.
Yes, exactly. You know. So just, you know, listen.
Here's a comment. This was my first time doing this tweak because I'm a Livy newbie. Hello. I found it very challenging to fit it all in, and I was therefore not very mindful when I ate. Well, it's not a great excuse. Two totally different things. Not to say that you're using it as an excuse, but it's two totally different things. And to your point, there's a lot to think about. So I totally get what you're saying. There's a lot that goes into it. I tended to overeat on the second half of the meal because I was just trying to get it all in. Again, not really a great excuse, because you're sitting down with that second portion. You're not trying to get it all in terms of eat that whole portion. The whole point of this is to be mindful about your portions. The whole point is to be even more in tune to your portions. So perhaps this time, rather than worrying about splitting all your meals in snacks, focus on splitting less of your meals in snacks and really on those portions, because that's what this tweak is about. Prioritizing, yes, but more importantly, getting even more in tune to your portions. That's what this tweak is designed for this week, right? I look at this week as an opportunity to try it again and slow down and take my time. Yeah, exactly. I love that. And that's what I love, this reflection that you're doing. That's why I just wanted to give you a bit of direction with try splitting up less meals and snacks and really making it about the portions this time. Because when it is your first time on the program, it's like, these are like practice rounds. It's so much to wrap your head around. It's so much to kind of understand. It's so much that you need to do. Like you said, you're feeling overwhelmed with all of it. And so the fact that you're still here and you're showing up and you're at it again for the second week, I mean, that in itself is a massive win. So for anyone listening right now, it'd be a great idea before you get into splitting these meals and snacks is that you do this kind of reflection, the same kind of thing. How did you make out last week? What were some, you know, pain points for you? What were you having issues with? What was I, and what can I do a little differently? Obviously, I still fall in the program, but what can I do a little differently, or what adjustments can I make, or what do I need to focus on this week that'll help me kind of like, you know, focus in on the tweak that much better? So I love that. That was a great comment.
Yeah, and okay. I think looking at like what made you successful last week. So in the times where you felt, where you noticed that you were feeling full after your second portion because you did that, what adjustments did you make? What did you learn from that? But also looking back at the ones that you felt like you really nailed, and what was the scenario there? Were you at home? Maybe you need to focus on really digging into this tweak when you're at home, just doing the best you can when you're at work.
Yeah. Right? Progress over perfection. It's what you're learning from what you're doing and learning also from what you're not doing. So I love that kind of self-reflection, right? And what I mean about excuses is like, you did the best that you could, right? So there's no, you don't need to have this fat. I need it in your body. That's a learned behavior from your body, from those diets. And so this tweak is really great because it feeds into that, where your body's like, whoa, what? This is amazing. I keep getting all this food all day long. It's like if you got paid once a month versus every day, right? So if you knew money was coming in every day, you'd be like, you'd spend your last dollar. You'd be like, oh, I got more money coming in tomorrow. I'm good. You wouldn't be stressing about money because you know there's more money coming in. Whereas if you got paid once a month, you'd be like, shit, like, I don't know if I can spend my money on this because I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the month. And I only have this much money. So you're kind of like maybe hoarding it, right? So it's a very similar thing with the body and its need to kind of hoard your fat that it's storing because it thinks it needs it. So with feeding the metabolism, you get all this food coming in, right? On a physical level, your body's like, wow, this is amazing. Or I can, you know, get rid of this fat that I no longer need, or I can give you more energy because, you know I have all this food coming in. So, yeah.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah. I saw a great comment there on split my meals and snacks. It's jumping around. It did well. Third round for me. Planning to split the protein from the carbs this time and see the difference. I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think that's a great way to look at it is even your first round, third round, take that first round and just really nail splitting it and how you're going to logistically make that work into your day. How does that make you feel? And then take that information that you learned last week and bring it into this week when you start tomorrow and take it that one step further and note the differences. I think that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Really double down on mindfulness. You know, that's what this tweak is about. It's like really like it's not in the things that you're doing so much. It's like bringing an awareness to the change that you're making. You know, that's sort of that key is can seem like you're doing a lot, but if you really just break it down in terms of like focusing on being mindful, it comes down to those portions in the moment. Listen, even if you just followed the basic food plan, you can still expect to lose weight. You're going to get there. You're going to reach your goal. It's going to take you a little bit longer because remember these tweaks are just meant to keep this process moving and grooving, to help you kind of just move forward while you are uncovering and working through issues and associations that are popping up, you know, some beliefs that can pop up or keep you stuck, habits that you need to work on, like just different ways of approaching your hunger levels and understanding portions. That's what these tweaks are really about. So also try to have fun with it. Try to have fun. Try to have fun with it.
It's a lot of work, but have lots of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work, but it's as much work as you put into it, and you'll get out of it what you put into it too, right? So like I said, don't stress. Don't stress about it. Maybe you can only split one meal. That's fine. It's, you know, because you're going to be thinking about if you could split those other meals, and you're going to be, you know what I mean? Like there's still a lot to be learned, even if you're, whether you're doing all the things with the tweak or you're just doing some of the things with the tweak, because at the end of the day, you're already doing so many things to be proactive about getting that scale to move just with following the basics each week. All right. Anything else we need to talk about with the tweak this week, feeding the metabolism? Do we cover it?
No, for this week, I think we really did. We just dug into the mindfulness. I think for this portion, the mindfulness and what that comment that we just read with the protein and separating the protein, that being mindful when you choose to do that is going to be a really good lead up to next week, which is a great tweak. And yeah. I think it's one that people have a hard time wrapping their heads around though, because we've kind of been doing the same thing sort of up until this point. And this is where we really shake things up. So
yeah, great point. So next week is where we actually start to change the food plan. Now you're still following all the basic guidelines, still not going, you know, longer than 3.5 hours with eating, still making sure you're drinking your water, taking your supplements, still trying to eat as early in the evening as you possibly can, still maximizing, still doing all of that. Still, you know, eating those token amounts if and when you're not hungry. So really it's just, there's a few minor changes. Now, when it comes to the setup in terms of separating your proteins from your carbs with this week's tweak is really understanding and getting in tune how protein and fat just hit differently. They feed into what's called your satiety hormones and make you feel more satisfied. Now, for example, I always use like the fruit snack, right? So if you have say you have an apple and you eat the apple, and then you're going to get a certain amount of energy from that apple. Now, this is where if you ate, for example, half that apple and you added a protein fat, like some nuts to that apple, you're going to get the energy from the apple. And then you're also going to get the more sustaining energy from the nuts because of the protein and fat in them. So this is why for your morning snack next week, you'll have the option of adding a protein and fat to your fruit snack if you want, and also be able to switch up that fruit snack altogether and have some like yogurt with some fruit or just some yogurt. Anyway, we're going to give you options. Now, you may be saying, well, why haven't we been doing that from the beginning? Remember, there was a whole rhyme and reason to why we were just having the fruit on its own for that fruit snack, because it breaks down quite quickly. It replenishes those glycogen stores sooner rather than later. There was a whole reason, rhyme and reason, and it also fit in line with the food plan that we were following. So now all of this is outlined in the week 9 guidelines that we're going to roll out next week. So we're just going to give you a sneak peek into that. And it's also in the book. So if you want to skip ahead in the book, you can look ahead. So here are some of the changes that we're going to make. Now, don't freak the fuck out, right? Keep an open mind. You're going to love this tweak. It gives you a lot more flexibility, although you're still very much following the food plan, the guidelines, all of that. We're just making, we're revamping the food plan slightly. So nothing changes at breakfast. You're still focusing on that high protein breakfast. For morning fruit snack, you can add some protein and fat to it if you want. Like you can have some fruit with some yogurt or fruit with some cottage cheese if you want. We have other snacks or nuts and seeds on their own, yogurt or cottage cheese, boiled egg. You can also, this is the time where you can add in some protein shakes if you want as well. And we'll make sure we talk about that. So you have options for your morning snack now. Now, the easiest way is just to have fruit and then combine a protein and fat to it. And of course, in the breakdown for, in the guidelines, we've included some protein sources for you as reference. And then you also have that proteins, carbs, and fats post that we revisited not too long ago. So breakfast is still focused on protein. You can add a protein and fat to your morning fruit snack or have something else altogether. And this is where sort of lunch, now protein is now the star of the meal at lunch. So everything else is the same, all of the components. And of course, at dinner is the opposite. Vegetables are now the star of the show at dinner. And when it comes to your 2 afternoon snacks, you're now down to 1 afternoon snack. The easiest way to do that is by combining your veg snack with your nut and seed snack, but you also have options there as well. So if you wanted to have yogurt and fruits or something else for that afternoon snack, you can do that. Now, we are decreasing the number of times you are eating. We are bumping up the protein and fat to offset that, to feed into your satiety hormones. And we are minimizing any heavier carbs that you may have been consuming. And at this point, right, carbohydrates on program and plan are fruits, they're, you know, vegetables, but we're talking about your heavier carbs, like your grains, like your squashes, potatoes, starchy veg, those types of things. You want to minimize those. And so what happens is people fall into kind of, you know, they're back to doing wraps for sandwiches, they're doing oatmeals for breakfast, they're having their rice at dinner. So we're just kind of going to kind of reassess that when we revamp the food plan. So we're going to do that for 2 weeks. Did I get everything in there? I know that seems like a lot. And don't be like taking down notes, because we're going to post it in the guidelines and we have it in the book. But what are people's questions usually about?
I think a lot of it, people do, I think we want to, one thing I'd like to do is get ahead of people freaking out about eating less because of that snack in the afternoon. And it's not so much about eating less. It's about really digging into that mindfulness and being in tune with how much you need. I think that one of the biggest things that we see people do is they mention that they are hungry at night, or they feel like they need to overeat dinner because they haven't had as much because they took away that snack. And I don't think taking away a snack is how you look at it. Throughout the day, you need to be mindful of how much you're eating, how much you need in the moment, asking yourself those questions. You're not necessarily going to be eating less food just because we've gone from eating 12 times a day to eating 4 times a day, or 5 times a day, sorry. Yeah. You're going from 12 to 5, but you might not be eating less food, because in this tweak, this week, we're taking the exact same portions and we're splitting them in half. And just as you said, one of the simplest ways to narrow down the snacks is to combine them. You might not need as much, but some days you might need as much as two snacks combined. And really being in tune with that in the moment is the important part of this tweak.
Yeah, good point. It might not necessarily be less food. It's just tweaking the nutrient value of that food. So now we are bumping up the nutrient value of your fruit snack in the morning to offset the fact that we're decreasing the two afternoon snacks down to one. We are also bumping up the protein at lunch, which is going to feed into those satiety hormones. So you're more satisfied throughout the afternoon, which you then therefore should only need that one afternoon snack. And then of course, after bumping up that, you know, focus on protein in the morning, you know, adding that protein and fat to your morning snack, prioritizing protein, plus your leafy greens, your healthy veg, all of that at lunch, you're having that snack in the afternoon, which again is just essentially combining them down into one, that should really address your hunger levels heading into the evening. Now, you may notice that you are hungrier or your hunger levels are different because your body is noticing, yo, where'd my other snack go? Because you've created a habit of eating that second afternoon snack. So again, approaching hunger levels, you know, approaching what your body needs, paying attention to those portions is going to be extra key. Because what happens with this week is people like, I just feel so heavy. It's all the extra protein. It's not really a lot of extra protein. It's just switching the focus onto protein a little bit more. And they're like, I'm feeling really bogged down and heavy. Well, you shouldn't be. Chances are, though, by the time you roll into week nine, you're dropping the ball on asking those four questions. And you're so consumed with the changes that we're making with this revamp that you're forgetting to be mindful about your portions. So this is why, again, bringing it back to the tweak this week, separating your proteins from your carbs really gets you a sense of how that protein and fat is making you feel more satisfied when you are having those meals and snacks, right? So that's kind of that, you're taking that forward with you. So anything else that people need to know?
No, I think with that being in tunes, I think a prime example of being in tune with your portions is that say you're having a half an apple for your fruit snack or an apple now, I'll say a full apple for your fruit snack now. Once you add that cheese or that nut butter, if that's what you choose to do with that snack, you're not necessarily going to need that full apple anymore. And that's where the fullness can come from. The other thing is once you've added that, you might need to adjust the timing of your snacks and meals. I have found in the past, once I add the fat, because I have that fat added, you know, you're feeding into my satiety hormones, I don't actually need my lunch as early. And that's an area where you can help with that gap between lunch and dinner with only having one snack is maybe you need to adjust your schedule for the day because you've adjusted what you're eating and when. And I think the other big thing to point out is just the dinner and the lunch. When you are making veggies the focus at dinner, that's going to affect you differently as well. So really kind of digging in and being tuned to that and how you're feeling in the afternoon. If you are missing those snacks, are you actually making that change where protein is the star at lunch? So every single component of this tweak sort of builds on the other one. So if everything falls into place, your day is actually going to feel pretty good because you're spreading that fat, that protein out. You're, you know, the way you set up your day can actually set you up for success if you're choosing to follow the tweak, you know, through the whole day.
Yeah, love that. Another way this week is setting up the tweak next week is we're making it a lot harder for the body to get the food. We're making the body work hard for the food this week. And we're going to make it really easy for the body to get the nutrients it needs next week. We're going to bump up that protein and fat value, really feed into those satiety hormones. We're minimizing the number of times that you're eating. We're decreasing those heavier carbs. So we've gone from making the body work really hard for its food to making it a lot easier for the body to get the nutrients that it needs. I'm just cognizant of time. I do want to talk protein shakes. So this is the week where you can add protein shakes in if you want to. I am still not a fan. It doesn't change how I feel about protein shakes. I find that when people use them, their portions are way out of whack. It's hard to judge your satisfaction levels when you're drinking liquid nutrients. People use way too much fruit. They don't add enough good fat. You want to make sure you are using quality protein powders. You could have protein shakes for breakfast. You could also have, you know, a protein shake for that morning snack as well. But I wouldn't add like four bananas in there and some protein. Do you know what I mean? People just go crazy with the protein drinks. I also wouldn't have protein shakes for lunch or dinner unless you're going to have the components that you need, which would be protein, your vegetables, your leafy greens, your healthy fat. So it's not all of a sudden you're going to start having a fruit smoothie for lunch or a fruit smoothie for dinner either. So just kind of keep that in mind. You also do not have to add in protein shakes. I still rather people chew their food rather than drink their food. I think there's a huge benefit to that. So that's how I feel about protein shakes. You don't have to add them in.
You can't have them for breakfast and your morning snack. Let's not go too far with them, right? Like really.
Yes, you can't have both. Yeah.
Include them. Make sure you're doing it mindfully in where you're doing it and why you're doing it as well. You don't want to kind of get into the habit of, oh, me just blending everything together in a blender is easy and convenient. So I'm going to do that. If that's not what your body needs in the moment, you still want to be mindful and not falling back into those automatic habits that you were doing before.
Okay. Love it. Anything else before we go?
No. I think that covers it. I'm excited for next week's Tweak This Week so we can talk about the...
We can talk about it.
I want to see how everybody's doing and how they're feeling and looking forward to all the formats.
And hope that just kind of gives everyone some motivation to really dig into the tweak that you have left to do this week, which is the splitting up the meals and snacks part, because we're going to leave that basic food plan behind and we're going to move forward. We're going to be moving forward with our revamp for the following 2 weeks. And then we're going to make some more changes to it for the 2 weeks after that. So we have lots of changes coming down the pipeline. So really just indulge in the splitting up the meals and snacks for the next 4 days. And then we're going to be moving on to a completely different week and tweak. I know we're going to have to talk about nut butter next week. I already know it because everyone's already like, nut butter.
Nut butter and cheese.
Jeez. I love it. All right, Kim. Thanks for joining me today as always. Already looking forward to our chat next week. The segment is too short. I know. We got to jam it all in. Thanks everyone who joined us today. Thanks everyone for their questions. Thanks everyone for their comments. Thanks for everyone chiming in. Hopefully that you found this helpful. Have an amazing rest of your day, everyone. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.